来听可有41105283点播推荐的这一首 Break My Heart Myself。 各位好，这里是可可听歌学英语，我是 Linda。 看到一句话非常有趣，说这个上帝发现人类活得太快活了，感觉这可不行，于是呢他发明了爱情。这话让人觉得爱情和快乐仿佛天生就是一对反义词。很少听到有人因为亲情或者友情而心如死灰，几乎大部分的伤痛绝望都是因为爱情里的委屈或者被辜负。 No, I don't need your help to make me sick, to make me ill. I don't need anybody else, cause I can break my heart myself. 喜欢今天的这首歌，可能呢是因为他说了这一句，心是自己的，凭什么让别人来伤，我自己也可以。一起欣赏一下吧， Break My Heart Myself送给大家。
It's a baby.
Hello, my name is Stevie. Actually, I'm lying, it's really baby. It's a mess, they make me really sleepy. Kalana been my friend, yeah, she numbs the feeling. My doctor upped my dosage. My mom felt bad, so she sent me roses. Without it, I feel really hopeless. And 5.7 of Americans know it. Whoa!
I could use some help. Sometimes I think that I'm better than anybody else. Back and forth and then out on my shell.
Cause I can break my heart, my soul. I don't need your help to make me sick, to make me ill. I don't need anybody else. Cause I can break my heart, my soul. I don't need your help getting off of this carousel. I don't need anybody else. Cause I can break my heart, my soul.
因为这样欢迎回来，这颗心是我自己的，要伤害它不需要劳驾您，我自己就可以。以上是咱们的可有41105283点播推荐的 Break My Heart Myself。 好了，接下来咱们进入学习的环节吧，看一句歌词。 I'm living and I'm dreaming。 周末的时候在给我初中的孩子讲现在分词和动名词这个知识点，今天咱们来看一下歌词 I'm living and I'm dreaming 当中的这个 living 在这句话当中呢，它用到的是现在进行时态。那我们现在跳脱歌词，把 living 单独拎出来看一下。 living 原型呢是 live 动词，那我们说动词加了 ing 之后呢，它就具有了形容词的功能。Living 加了 ing 之后呢，就变成了活着的，在使用的，在实施的。比如说，所有的生物 ，all living things， 活着的，有生命的 ，all living things。A living faith， 一种仍有人信奉的信仰 ，a living faith， 一种还活着的信仰。Living 除了形容词的用法之外呢？还可以做名词，做名词就表示生计， 谋生或者收入。我们来听两个短语，过着忧郁的生活 To make a good living， 靠做兼职家教勉强维持生活。To scratch a living from part-time tutoring， 说一下 scratch， 动词表示抓或者挠，它也用来表示艰难的生活。 Scratch a living 就是艰难的维持生计。 What do you do for a living？ 诶，你靠什么维生呀？ What do you do for a living？ She earns her living as a freelance journalist， 她靠做自由撰稿记者来维持生计。 She earns her living as a freelance journalist。 Living 做名词也可以表示生活方式哦，比如说他们的生活水平很低。 Their standard of living is very low。 生活费用已急剧上涨。 The cost of living has risen sharply。 The cost of living has risen sharply。 好，接下来我们看一个跟 living 意思非常相近但用法不一样的单词。 Alive。 Alive, A-L-I-V-E， 形容词表示活着的，在世的。比如说我们不知道他是生是死。We don't know whether he's alive or dead. We don't know whether he's alive or dead. 他得偷食物才不至于饿死。She had to steal food just to stay alive. She had to steal food just to stay alive. 所以大家应该注意到了 living 通常放在名词的前面做形容词的时候。那这个 alive 呢，通常放在名词的后面做后置定语。医生千方百计想使他活下来，但无济于事。The doctors tried everything to keep him alive, but to no avail. To no avail, 无效，完全无用。这个短语当中的 avail 做名词的时候呢，是表示效用或者利益。好，接下来看几个跟 alive 相关的短语。Alive and kicking, 活着的并且在踢。它比喻的是充满活力或者活蹦乱跳、生气勃勃。比如说，啊，他还是生龙活虎的。He is still alive and kicking. He is still alive and kicking. 好，下一个短语 alive with 表示充满着什么或者洋溢着什么。The river was alive with birds. 这条河呀，周围满是各种鸟类。The river was alive with birds.短语 come alive， 变得有趣，实显得生动。这座城市天黑以后就会热闹起来，活起来。The city starts to come alive after dark。今天咱们来记这一句话。哎，你靠什么谋生呀 ？What do you do for a living？ What do you do for a living？好了，以上就是今天节目的所有内容了。非常感谢各位的收听和陪伴。如果大家有什么想听的歌曲呢，尽情留言。爱你们哦，我是 Linda， 咱们下期见。There's a jumper on Hollywood and the 101 and I'm scared. I could be that one, but I'm not. Sometimes I think I could use some help. Sometimes I think that I'm better than anybody else. Back and forth and then out of my shell. Cause I can write my heart.To make me sick, to make me ill